I chose these two readings because I believe that in these two scripture passages, we have the message of fires that I have been involved with for the past 42 years. In that first passage, we have John seeing a vision of a new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. It's shorter in Hungarian. And he says that that new city of peace, that new Jerusalem, is really a foretelling of heaven itself. The word Jerusalem is originally pronounced Jerusalem, which means the city of peace. And that's why he speaks of a new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. A new city of peace. And he said, in this new Jerusalem, there is no sun, no stars, no moon. There is no need for any other light because this city shines from within. He says, no more suffering, no more trials, no more death. And he's speaking, of course, of this heavenly city of peace where all of these difficulties that we experience here in this world have disappeared, and now we are in this eternal new city of peace. He said he saw no temple, no temple in this city. He did not say this, but he could have said, no churches, no synagogues, no shrines, no mosques, because there's no need for them. Everyone here adores the same God. Now, why do I think that this passage has something to do with this community? We all hope someday to get to that new city of peace, which is heaven. But how about making a city of peace here, in this world? And that is your role, to establish cities of peace. So that when anyone visits your home, they feel this special peace. I always remember a couple, not Christian, who had a 7-year-old girl who stopped going to school. She just refused to go to school. And that was a concern to the parents, of course. They happened to talk to a Catholic woman, and she said to them, if you don't change, your child will not change. I recommend that you make a marriage encounter. So they did. And I got a couple, a family really, to take care of that child while the marriage encounter was going on. At the end, when they came to pick her up, she says, "I don't want to go home. There's peace here." This 7-year-old girl knew what I'm trying to express right now. In every Mass, we have the words of Jesus saying, "I leave you my peace." He spoke in Aramaic, probably, and said, nevertheless, the same word, "I leave you my shalom." And that doesn't mean that now I will make sure that there will be no fighting in your family. It goes way beyond that. Shalom means unity, peace, love, acceptance, understanding, abundance, health, all of the things that we require to have a real sense of joy here in this world. And he said, "I leave you that shalom." So it's ours for the asking. Because he said, "I leave it to you. If we ask, it can be ours." That little girl, when she went home, saw her parents and said, "They've changed. There's peace here." And she immediately went back to school. So this heavenly Jerusalem can begin here. When you celebrate 20 years from now, your 40th anniversary, I'm going to come back to Hungary. And at that time, I'm going to ask permission to visit all of your homes. Because I want to see if they are cities of peace. And if I don't have the possibility to do that while I'm still in this world, on the 40th anniversary, I will still come back and visit your homes. So you have a role, you know it, and the very fact that you are here with these beautiful children, you have cities of peace. If anyone walked into this chapel for the first time, this cathedral, they would feel that special energy in this community. So that's why I chose that first reading. Now the second reading is the last prayer that Jesus made at the Last Supper. He prayed that they may be one. And he said, "I'm not only praying for these 12 disciples in front of me here, I'm praying also for those who will be gathered in that cathedral 2,000 years from now, that they too may be one." That they may be perfectly one, as we are one. I in you, and you in me. And I in them. That's the last prayer he made. And if he prayed it, then it is possible. He would not have prayed for something that is not possible. But you know, we can talk about unity. That first couple, who were responsible really for FIRE's programs and marriage encounter, when they went to that young priest about 75 years ago, they were looking for something. They didn't know what that something was. But they looked around and said, okay, we know beautiful couples, maybe our own parents. But there must be something more to marriage. And that's why they asked this young priest to guide them, to discover whatever this mysterious thing is. And they discovered what they were looking for is on the practically the first page of the Bible. Leave your father and mother and become one. That's what he said to the first couple. And that's what Jesus prayed for just before he was crucified. So what is this unity? Can I ask one couple to come up here with one of their children, maybe about 10 years old or older, it doesn't matter. One couple, and even if they have 5 or 6 or 7 children, just one child. It can be a son or a daughter. You know, FIRE is all about service. We should have all of you jumping up to come up here. Okay, very good. Can you come up here and stand next to me? Why don't you put that on the altar? We're going to light 3 candles. Now, hold that candle over this piece of paper. Immediately, hold that candle over all 3 of you, over this piece of paper, so if it drips like that, okay. Now, they are holding their individual. He is a husband, and that's his light, his personal light. She is a wife, and that's her personal life. And he is a son, and that's his personal life. And can I ask the son to just move away? First, blow out your candle, and just move a little bit away. Blow it out over here, if you can. Blow out your candle. Blow it out. I'm sorry. Okay, just move away a little bit. This happens in families that one of the other children, for one of the other reasons, kind of separates from that light that they have. Put your light together. Now you see this is a higher light than one by one. When they combine the two, it's brighter and gives off more warmth. And even if the son should blow out his or daughter, he is always welcome back into the family to receive the light that is already there and put it together, and it's bigger yet. And suppose there are 3 children, 4 children, 5 children, 6 children, it gets bigger and bigger. This is unity. You have 3 candles, 1 flame. You cannot distinguish that flame because they are united. These flames are united. The personhood is united. This is what it is. But it's only a candle, yeah. However, life is more obvious than the candles even. Yes, this couple, this family is united. Okay, you can, as you roll it out, as it's over this piece of paper, go out and tell us. Thank you. You won't remember what I have said so far, but you will remember that three candles were all together on the altar in before you. You won't forget that. And when I come back in 20 years, that's the kind of energy that I want to see in your families. I want to end up with one other thing. This is a piece that I just accidentally found one time, and I think I have played it for some of you, but just listen to it. This is a piano and a cello. The piano alone, or the cello alone, does not have the same beauty as when you put the two together. Something new has come about. Something more beautiful. And now, in a little while, there'll be other instruments, violins and other instruments that come into play, each one with its own identity, but joining together. And that is the family, united, creating something new. We have in the scriptures, I will make all things new. When I was growing up, on Sundays, there was a stream of people going in and out of our house. My parents' friends, we were eight siblings, all of our friends, not all of them, but many of our friends. And, you know, decades later, after my parents died, people who knew them would come and say, "Father, you had a special home." And I think that's why God asked me to do this work. You go around the world and tell people it's possible to have a new city of peace, to be witnesses to the world that the gospel is alive. And as the bishop said, there is hope for the future, because we will spend an eternity in this unity and this love.